Let's talk a little bit about Parshas HaChodesh. The Mishnah tells us, oh, you Messiah me, Mesechtes Megillah, no. The Mishnah in Megillah Vachavtes talks about the Dalai Parshas. Shchodesh Odesh Chalis B'Shabbos, Karim Parshas Shkola, Mechulei, Shniya Zachar, B'Shlishas Bar Aduma. Revias, Shabbos before Shchodesh Nisim, Chodesh Azel Lachem. Now, why do we learn Parshas HaChodesh? What's the significance of Parshas HaChodesh? So it's Machlokes Rishonim there in Megillah Pshat. Rashi says there, Shoshom Parshas HaPesach. So the part of that means the significance is because the Parsha of Pesach is mentioned over there. Where is it? It's in this Parsha, that the location of the Parshas HaChodesh is Elohim. There are other Rishonim. The Ran there learns that it's talking about Kiddush HaChodesh itself. The Ran there says in Daf Tesam Beis B'Dapei Harif that the Kriya is Mishum Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because Rashi says Mishum because Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Reb Tzadik HaKohen, the Pri Tzadik, from Parshas HaChodesh, Reis Aleph, he asks a very interesting child, Taka, a good child. There's four Parshas. Right. Each one, the other three parshas are not given their name based on where the parsha is, what the name of the parsha is, where you read it, but rather on the content. Right. Parsha Shkola. Right. It's about the Inyan, it's Inyan Shkola, that's the significance. Parshas Parah, Parah Duma. Right. Parsha Zohar, it's Amalek, right? It's the parsha of Amalek. So that means that the Zechira of Amalek. It's the Zechira of Amalek. In fact, Reb Tzadik, why is Parsha HaChodesh different? According to Rashi, only is the Kasha. According to Rashi, Parsha Shkolim is called because of its Be'inyan Shkolim. Par Zochar, Zinyan Amalek. Parsha HaChodesh, it's about Pesach. Parsha HaChodesh is just, that's where it is, right? So why isn't it saying that Parshas Shkolim should be called Parshas Kisisa? Parshas Kisisa is Rosh. You call them each by the Inyan, by the topical significance over here. Why is this different? I mean, that's only obviously a kasha on Rashi's Mahalach there in Megillah. According to the Ram, that the reason we should be like Parshas HaChodesh is because of Rosh Chodesh, so then Parshas HaChodesh touches up the Inyan, the subject matter which is significant here, right? But here we have to know what's the subject matter. So I think the pshat here is as follows, and it takes us to some very basic yesodis of who we are, and levon and chama and all this, the whole mareches of our, what's the bria that we live in. So we say in the Haggadah, right? It starts in the Haggadah, Yochel Meresh Chayinish. There's a Havamina, that means there was a plausible Havamina that we would start Sipu Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim from Rosh Chodesh, Yochel Meresh Chodesh. Rav Darsh is a pasuk not, but there was a Havamina that Sipu Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim should start from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the question is, why? Right? Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim wasn't Tesvav. You want to come Pesach, you Dalet, you want the Gimel, you may think that you had to take it before start your Dalet. But what's what's why me Rosh Chodesh would I start Zipur Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? So the Mefarshei Haggadah, even the Rishonim, they say, Shemeoz Hischila HaGeula. That's in the Pirush of the Orchaz Chaim and the Haggadah, the Rashbats, the Tashbats on the Haggadah. That's what they say. So I'd like to touch that up. Based on the Sipurna, on the Parsha of HaChodesh as Elohim and Parsha's Boy. So the Sipurna says like this, then we'll explain further. It's an interesting mika. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Till now, you were not in charge of time. Now, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Mikan ve'elech. Yiyu ha'chadoshim shelochem. From here on forward, the chadoshim will be yours. Lasa is bohem kirtzoinchem. To do what you want. Aval b'yimei hashibud. But in the time when they were meshubit to Mitzrayim, loy hayu yemechim shelochem, aval hayu lavoydes acherim uritzoinam. Lefichach, so since this is the beginning of you being the balabos on your time, Lefichach rishon hu lachem lechodshei hashana. But then he adds something which indicates to us that he's saying much deeper than just stam, that you know, you can make your own schedule now, and beforehand you didn't. So why is it rishon lechodshei hashana? Ki boy hischil mitziuschem habechiri. Because here you had a new metzias, a metzias of bechira. Right? You now became a bal bechira. When you were Eved, you weren't a bal bechira. You now became a bal bechira. And that happened already on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh already, when you were given hachodesh azilochem, that happened already. Now the yitziyah bepoil, when they were actually taken out of Mitzrayim, was later. There's another sipurna in Parshas Pinchas on the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, the Kabbalas of Rosh Chodesh, Uberoshei Chodsheichem, says the sipurna, Hine Yoim Rosh Chodesh, Oyem Minigli Yisrael, Sheyiyah Yoim Kodosh B'tzadma. The day of Rosh Chodesh is somewhat a Yoim Kodesh. V'tam in Hogam Zeh, Hoya, Ki Omnom Hatzlochas Yisrael Ba'olam Hazeh, the Hatzlocha of Klal Yisrael in this world, he bitzad ma doime le'inyin hayoreach. Klal Yisrael is doime to the yoreach. Asher, ein lo be'atzma oir klal, the yoreach has no source of light mitzad atzma, zulosi other than ma shetekabo mizulosi, but it gets from the Shemesh. Right? So then, aval hayoze le'itim, and that so is Klal Yisrael, that they have no koyach mitzad atzma, if not for the external thing that the Eibishter bestows upon them, they would have to be in eternal chash, they have nothing. Why? Ki ein mazel li Yisrael, v'loi oir klal me'atzmom, zulosei oir hakel yizborach, v'hiyoysam l'ratzay. Uvechein nikra hakel yizborach. That's why the Eibishter, the Lashon of Nevi'im, is referred to as Oyer Yisrael. Because the entire Oyer, the entire light of Klal Yisrael comes, the whole Kayach comes ach v'rach, directly from the Eibishter. So he says over here, the Sipur, that the Metzias of Yid is a whole different Metzias. There's a Metzias of you have nothing, everything is totally like the Levana. The Eibishter gives you the Ur. When you do good, you get more. When you don't, you don't. And that's your whole existence. Your existence isn't a natural existence. Your existence isn't subject to Chukei HaTeva. Your existence is all based on and the quality of your relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Without the Rabbeinu Shel Olam giving you Ur, you have nothing. With the Rabbeinu Shel Olam giving you Ur, you can have everything. Right, now, I just this is saying before we touch it up more. So it's you see it be Yeser Beer then Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover. So in two places he has a pirush on the Haggadah called Yad Mitzrayim, and that Haggadah he's got on Yochel Merosh Chodesh. Yochel Merosh Chodesh. Why is the Havamina? So he says these things klar. She be Yitzias Mitzrayim hoya mamish bria chadosha. She oz hischil nihu ha'olam al yedei nisim v'niflois. And he says there's two days of the Bria of the world. There's Tishrei and there's Nisan. She Tishrei hu haschalas sidur ha'olam b'nihu hativi. V'Nisan hu haschalas sidur ha'olam ala min ha'teva. V'lochein k'siv ha'chodesh hazeh lochem roish chadoshim. U'be'ez bias rosh chodesh Nisan sheb'yotzu v'Mitzrayim, the month where Klal Yisrael went out, oz hoya sidur ha'inyin ha'nisi. That's when the hanhoga alpinestika world was created. V'nimtza shehischel mamish me'rosh chodesh v'lochein hoyas alkadaitach shemayoz yaschel sipur yitzias Mitzrayim Talmud loymer b'yoyim ahu. That's what he says in Yad Mitzrayim. He says also in his drasha for Shabbos Parshas B'shalach, Yitzchak Isaac Chover, the same idea. V'hine yadua shemadrega zayis kanu Yisrael ha'idei yitziasam Mitzrayim shemayoz hoyu lo yizborach le'om al yedei shehayu muchanim lekabelat Torah, v'lachein me'oz hischil hu yizbarach l'shadeid kol koychei sativiyim v'amazolos, to push them aside, and they have no control over Klal Yisrael, and the sareim lemala, and it's all straight to a hotline to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Sha'afal Pi, he says, he repeats what like he said on the Pirush HaGadol, Sha'afal Pi Sha'olam Nivra B'Tishrei, right? So that Tishrei is like the Tchilas Hashana, Eino Yelo B'Sidur HaTifi, to say the Hateva of the world was created on Tishrei. Avol Nisan Hoiso Haschola Sidur HaBriya Al Yedei Hashgocha Nivdeles Al Pi Teiru Mitzvahs. V'lachem Tziv HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadoshim Shehu B'Inyan Sidur HaNhoga L'Malam Hateva. So what does he say? There's two Briyas of the world. There's a Briya that happened, the Hanhaga, the normal Hanhaga of the world from the Briya in Tishrei was, there's Chukei HaTeva. Now, of course, everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The question is, how did the Ribbono Shel Olam do it, right? So the Ribbono Shel Olam conducted, ran the world with Teva, with Kechovim, Mazolim, Sarim, Lamalim, Lata, however. It's Kilo, they are the ones doing it, and there's rules, it's a fixed thing. That's now that Shana, the year of the Bria of Tishrei is Shnas HaCham. What's the Cham? It has its own set of light, it's set up, it comes, the sun rises, the sun sets, the sun rises, the sun sets. You have your own Kayach. Everything has its own Kayach. That's the regular, the physical world. So then your Hanhoga is Alpi Teva, whatever you do. You have light because the Teva is the Teva is the nature is that you have light. light in a Ruchni is the light thing, but in physical light in this Bria. That all changed for Klal Yisrael with Yetzias Mitzrayim in Rosh Chodesh Nissan. On Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Klal Yisrael was taken out of the realm of that world. And it's not just the Taich, Klal Yisrael, their Rosh Hashanah starts from here, their Rosh Hashanah starts from here. The fact that if we say that it's HaChodesh HaZeh of Nisan is Lachem, that there's a whole new Bria. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give, when he created Klal Yisrael was created to be something that's Mekusher to the Ribbono Shel Olam directly, not through the means of Kechavim, Mazolos, of Teva, Sfiros, whatever the things are. Klal Yisrael directly connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there's no such thing in the physical Bria beforehand. That's a new thing. That was Nischadesh and Rosh Chodesh Nissan. For the purpose of, I'm giving a Klal Yisrael, and I'm creating the matzav, the framework for Klal Yisrael to have this Dveikus to me. That's what the Eibishter made it for. And in this dveikus, there's no teva, there's nothing else. It's you. You're davuk to the Rabbi Nishalel. You do the Ratzon HaBayrei, or you don't do the Ratzon HaBayrei. Taishach. That's the Bria of Klal Yisrael. Totally dependent on the Rabbi Nishalel. And there's no teva. And there's no teva connected to that. There's no teva connected to that. The Lashon of Chodesh, the Chodshei Hashanah, they say, is the Lashon of Hischachos. Right? In the solar year, there's no Hischachos. It's not called this chachas. I mean, you might loosely use the term chaydish to call it, but it doesn't etzim apply. Because there's no chachas in the soul. It's the same old. Right? Same old. Over here, the Levana is gone. It's a new chachas. That's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has a chachas. There can be be'etzim, there's chayshich, unless you have that chachas and that possibility which the Eberster gives us, to be Dovuk and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and thereby to be Zeicha. And that's how we get what we get, because we are connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our Metzias is the Metzias of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's it. Now this has a few aspects to it that come out from this. It comes out, on the one hand, we have nothing, right? But on the other hand, what we do have, when we do the Ratzon of Ribbono Shel Olam, is infinite. Right? Like if you're subject to Chukei HaTeva, so you have it all the time, but there's also a limit. It's finite. Right? There's the Bria, there's Teva. That's what Teva is. Teva is with Gvulin, right? Teva is with Gvulin. If you're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then you're beyond, you're transcendent. Then the Kaychas that you can have are bigger. You find the Kaychas, one of the things, which is a Lefiza from this whole Yisrael, of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, it's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is a very interesting halacha. Kiddush HaChodesh, normally, a guy makes kedushin. Let's say a guy makes kedushin, and he finds out that he thinks it was this lady, and he finds out it was the wrong lady. Right? So it's kedushin tos, right? So kedushin tos. So it's nothing. In kiddush hachodesh, the din is atem afilu anusim, atem afilu mutim, Atem afilu, no matter what, even if you got it wrong, dead wrong, if Chalal Yisrael says it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh. Chalal Yisrael can make what Rosh Chodesh is, but it's not. It's a mistake. Right? The Teretz is one of the tzedim of Chalal Yisrael, the koyach that they do have. They have a divine koyach. They have a Rabbeinu Shalom of the koyach that they can bashat. They can make. If they say it's Rosh Chodesh, it becomes Rosh Chodesh. I made sense, but they said it's Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh. There's halachas brought. It's Yerushalmi. There's Tesis and all kinds of things. If a person's a gadol, right? A kid becomes bar mitzvah at Yud Gimel Shana, right? At Yud Gimel Shana. So the 13th year, when it has 12 months, it becomes bar mitzvah after the 12 months. All of a sudden, but the last minute when they can, they a gadol is ma'aber to Shana. All of a sudden, the kids are cotton for another month. What sense does that make? If it's a cotton. The Teretz says that's if you're subject to time, the constrictions of time and the physical bria. Right? By a yid, whatever a yid says, that's the mitzias. That becomes the bria. That becomes the mitzias. That means Klal Yisrael is bia. Klal Yisrael is shaylat anteva. That's the yisayid that they all say. Now, where does that kayach to be shaylat anteva come from? It's not that Klal Yisrael has an intrinsic kayach, Superman that can do whatever he wants. Klal Yisrael's kayach is because their batsim not operating with their kayach. Klal Yisrael is operating with the Eibishter's kayach, and the Eibishter's Chakol Yochel. They're operating with the Eibishter's kayach. So that Eibishter's kayach, that's where this idea comes. Right? This idea comes also. See, the same idea in anything that's directly connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We said once, over a Sipurna in Parshas Bahar, maybe I didn't say it this year, I perhaps did. He said, "Kili kol ha'aretz," right? "Kili kol ha'aretz." So the Sipurna says, so we say "Shamayim Shamayim LaShem V'aretz Nasan L'Bnei Adam." So the gist of what the Sipurna says is that doesn't apply to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, there's no V'aretz Nasan L'Bnei Adam. Eretz Yisrael is the Shamayim Shamayim LaShem, and that's it. Now, it follows from there that, again, since that corresponds, just like Klal Yisrael is the direct thing to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you're connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so you don't need, he put it in Teva and gave you those Kinyanim. The Kinyanim of Eretz Yisrael are different than the Kinyanim of think. Eretz Yisrael Niknev Yisurim, or Eretz Yisrael is Niknev Yisurim. But more than that, you find an interesting find. You don't have that in America or England or any other place. If Klal Yisrael does Averis, right, Klal Yisrael, the Mishnah warns Klal Yisrael not to do Averis, V'leisoki ha'aretz eschem, right? Like, the Eretz Yisrael will like throw, will just be polite, you just, throw you up. It's that idea of V'leisoki ha'aretz eschem. Because you're not playing in your own home, you're not playing in your own field. You're playing with, you're working with Rabbeinu Shalom the Kiddurah. When the Rabbeinu Shalom the Kiddurim, you have to conform with the Rabbeinu Shalom the Kiddurim to have Atzlocha, which is Torah and Mitzvahs. If you don't, so then Chas V'Shalom could be V'Lisaki Aretz Eschem. Right? So it's all B'Schus, the whole Kiyum, the whole Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael is also Alpi, this Kesher to Rabbeinu Shalom, it's Alpi, the Kesher of Torah. That's our whole Kayach to be in Eretz Yisrael. There's a few million people that you might want to tell that to in this country. But that's the Metzius. It's also this thing, because Klal Yisrael's Hanhoga is a straight Hanhoga. That's what it means. That's what it means. What the Sipurna goes back, Kan Hischil Metziuschem HaBechiri. What that mean? It's not heebie-jeebie words. It's a very simple touch. Right? Now, what governs the world, what rules the world, is not Chukei HaTeva for you. It's what you choose. If you choose to be Dovuk and the Rabbeinu Shalom, you'll have your R. If you choose, Rahmanu Litzlan, not to be Dovuk and the Rabbeinu Shalom, so you won't have your R. That's Kan Hischil Mitziusom HaBechiri. You are now in charge. There's no fixed time where this is going to be. You are in charge of what's going to be. You are in charge of what's going to be. That's our world. The world that we're living in is the bria of the bria of Chodshei HaLevana, right? Our world. Our world is not the bria of Chodshei HaChama, of the Chama. Our world is the bria of the Bria of this new Metzias which took place in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's the beginning Be'etzem of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It wasn't made Stam, it was made for Klal Yisrael. It was made to have this. I'm making a Klal Yisrael who's going to have this Kayach, and that Kayach they Be'etzem have from now already, just the Bepoil of going out from Mitzrayim. That happened 2 weeks later. But this comes from Rosh Chodesh. By Rosh Chodesh already, Klal Yisrael had the Kayach. There were Kaveya Rosh Chodesh Nisan in that year. And that had a Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. That became Rosh Chodesh because Klal Yisrael started. So they actually gave it to Klal Yisrael already from Rosh Chodesh. Now there's a very interesting Gemara in Shabbos. Bavkuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this. Amar Reb Chelva. Reb Chelva said, Chamra the Prugaisa, the wine in this place called Prugaisa, Umaya the Dumsis, and the water in this place called Dumsis, Kipchu Asar Shvatim Yisrael. They destroyed, they messed up the Aseres HaShvatim. Well, why? Because they were very gishmak, and the people, Mitava Havarim, the people who partook of them and became, you know, I call it an addiction in today's terms, but they enjoyed, had tremendous anah from that. So they became Nimshach Basar Kashmirs. And that took them off, and that's Kipcho Aseres HaShvatim. And then the Gemara brings a Meiridin Kamaisim. Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, Ikla Lohasim. Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch went there, and he had the Yayin of Parugaisa and the water of Dumsis. Iakertam Imshech Basrayu. He became Nimshach Basar, this Yayin, and this thing, Basar de Gishmak. Iakert Talmudet. Forgot his Torah. When he came back, so they didn't know, and he wasn't aware of the extent of it. So he got up to Darshan to teach them Torah. He called the Mikre Bisafra. He was going to read in the Sefer Torah, and he was supposed to read Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem. And lo and behold, instead of reading Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem, he read Hacheresh Oyo Libo. Minor little changes, right? The difference is the reish, the little chupchik at the end of the dalet that makes it a dalet. Right, it's also the little bit. It's not in terms of what's written, it's a very minute difference, right? In terms of, now, it's not stam, right? It could have been anything, right? You could have messed up any pasuk in the Torah, right? The Torah picked, it's obvious that if the Torah picked this Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem and Hacheresh Hayolibam, it's coming to teach us something, right? Anyway, and the story has a happy ending. It does have a happy ending, because at the end they were mispalel. Bo Rabbanan Rachme Alei V'Hadar Talmudei. Okay, you know, it wasn't a point of no return. But it needed the tefillas of Klal Yisrael. What's happened is Pum this parsha. This is the parsha that Chazal tell us he messed up on. That Achodesh Hazeh Lachem became Acheresh Hayolibam. So if you always said it's poshut. It's very, very significant. What's Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem? Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem is what do we take from Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem? We're not living in their world. We're not living in the Tishrei Dika world. We're living in the Nisan Dika world. Our life is not the Tanuge Olam Hazeh. Our life is the Kesher to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem. Right? That means now. We live in a physical world. We're around, surrounded in the physical world. So you have to be sensitive, right? You have to be sensitive and feel be'etzem that who you are, and based on that, it will keep you in the straight and narrow. You'll do what you're supposed to do, right? So you are be'etzem ha'chodesh hazeh lochem, and you came and you were nimshach basar v'gashmias. Where does that come from? Because hacheresh hayolibam. Because the heart was deafened, the heart became insensitive. You became insensitive to your real ruch mitziuschem habechiri. You became insensitive to the point of your bria, what you're here for. You became insensitive to that. That's the problem. That means he has to always be on guard, that it shouldn't be a cheresh hayalibu. And you shouldn't think, oh, what are you talking about? I'm learning X hours a day. I'm not going to go off to Derech because it's all. How much was the difference? That's also why they picked this. What's the physical difference between Achodesh Hazeh Lochem and Acheresh Hayolibam? It takes this much. It takes this much to go from Achagash Azalachem to Achagash Ayolibam if it's taka, your lave is not sensitive to what it is. It's a meridika thing. It's a meridika lima. This chazal, that's Achagash Azalachem. It's this mitzius chabab bechiri. So nachzil in yaneinu harisha. Nachzil in yaneinu harisha. Rashi said, we learned Parshas Achagash, Rashi said because it's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? So Lachaira Parsha Chaydish is Rosh Chaydish, is the Parsha of Rosh Chaydish Nissen. That's not Yetzias Mitzrayim, Frekter of Tzadik. So it's unlike the other ones. Parsha Shkolim says it's called Parsha Shkolim because the Shkolim Zocher Zocher Para Para. Why? What about this? So Lufi, all of this, you see that there was a Had Kedei, that there was a Havamina, that you should start Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from Rosh Chaydish Nissen. What does that tell you? And we explained it by Riches. Because Klal Yisrael, it's not just Stam, people went out from Egypt and now they were no longer working for Egypt. The Rebbeinu Shel created, in order for this to be, an akiyum of what the Eibishter created them for, it was a whole different Metzias, a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Metzias was created over here, with this thing on Rosh Chodesh. That's the beginning of the Yetziah. Kan Hischil Yetzias Mitzrayim. With creating the Metzias, they gave them this Koyach. That means you created the world, your world is this world. Now you're still physically in Mitzrayim. The actual going out happened in Tezvav. But the Haskola, like the Mepharshim on that God said, the Haskola of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the laying of the groundwork and the aside of the whole thing, of putting Klal Yisrael in that creation, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's an integral, intrinsic part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that it's called Parshas HaChodesh. And Rashi says it's because Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just Rashi's giving you, you know, the tab, where's the locator, where are you going to locate where this Parsha is. Right, it's a tifa thing. Parsha Zachaydish is be'etzem a very, very important and basic chelik of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? You have to understand this is sort of a chaydish. You became a ben chayrin. What does that mean? Who are you? What does it mean, a ben chayrin? A ben chayrin means connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Latoyv Lamutav. You have nothing on your own. The or comes from you're with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Or how the Rebbeinu Shalom Chas V'Shalom is chayshah. This gives us, this is the fourth of the parashas, it's the Makkah B'Patish, before Pesach, for a Yid to understand what's Yetzias Mitzrayim all about. Right? What's Yetzias Mitzrayim all about? What are you supposed to take? What are you supposed to take from all the avodas? All the avodas of the avodas of the Haggadah, the Dalit Kaisis, and the Matzahs, and the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Maschel, Begnus, Messiah, Meshvach, Chayav, Adam, Liris, Asatzmik, Yotzim, Mitzrayim, everything. That's all to create, to put yourself in that matzav, and you are the one who the world of that was created for you and everyone who's there to be in that world. That's who you are. That's your mitzvahs. That's your mitzvahs. Now, you'll see in the Haggadah, if you look through the Haggadah, which is highly recommended before Pesach, so it should have some meaning, that Be'etzim, the Seder is divided into two parts. The first part is the Maschel Begnus Messiah Mishvach, is the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim per se. But that Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim that puts you in that matzav, you know who you are in your kesher to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he put you there to be Zeichet to Kulei Tov. The point of that was for the Geula Asida that you should come and it should have. What's that? That's from Halal and Nirtza. Right, Toyek or Yoyim Cheshkas Laila Kar of Yoyim Shein. All, if you look through the whole Nirtza, talks of everything that's happened and everything ends up, and you should therefore be Goyalas. Right, so the whole from the Seder, the Emuna that you get from that one gets from the Seder, you take that Emuna, and that Mamela gives you an Emuna that I wasn't taken out of Mitzrayim to be in Golas. Right, the Kaliyat Eibishter's game plan was not to take us out of Mitzrayim to be in Golis. We were now in a matzav that Shemchol Dor V'Dor, but the end is meant to be Hakadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam, to get to that. The second part of the Seder is that we have to get to that where it's such a natural emuna that we realize where every Yid is a makaris mekaymei, that you're in the world that was Nivra, you're in the Nisendika world. In the Levonadika world, not in the Tishrei Chamadika world. Everything you have is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That gives you the tikva that the sky is the limit. I mean, more than the sky. The unlimited is the limit. There's no limit because anything you get from the Eibishter. But the Eibishter gave us a Torah, the Eibishter gave us mitzvahs, the Eibishter gave us a way to do it. Right? So the roadmap is very clear. Our job is to follow the roadmap. Ciao.